Good evening. My name is Sergio, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We aren't selling anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
I'm registered Republican.
Okay. As you're aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican primary elections for the U.S. Senate, Florida, state legislature, and local offices in Miami-Dade County, like sheriff and supervisor of elections on Tuesday, August the 20th? The options are, I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I'm somewhat to vote, I'm not very likely to vote, I am not at all likely to vote, I am not registered to vote.
Definitely voting.
Okay. What is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African, Asian?
I'm white.
Okay. What is your age? 18 to 45, 46, 55, 56, 65, 66, 75, or over 75?
46 to 55.
All right. From the following list, which issue should your local elect officials in Miami-Dade County focus on most to help you and your family? We have the options, traffic and congestion, housing and property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, corruption in county government, overdevelopment, crime and public safety, illegal immigration, taxes and county government spending,
crime and public safety.
Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County and across the county, the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have you never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Here the options are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion. We have Joe Sanchez.
Who was that?
Joe Sanchez.
Say it again.
Yeah.
I have no opinion. I haven't researched him.
Okay. Mario Knapp.
No opinion.
Rosanna Cordero Stutz.
No opinion.
Jose Argu.
No opinion. There's probably only one person right now that I would have an opinion on, and that is for sheriff. I went to a function to listen to a sheriff speak, and I liked him, so I would have a favorable opinion of him. I want to say his name was Rumen, R-U-M-E-N. Do you have him on your list?
It's not on the list. We have Ron, R-O-N, DeSantis.
No. Rumen, he's running for sheriff for Miami-Dade.
Miami-Dade. No, that is not on the list.
Let me ask
you.
Yep.
Kevin Mariano Cabrera.
Like, I'm not going to have an opinion on any of these people yet because my wife and I haven't researched it.
All right. In the case, as you may know, 6 years ago, a constitutional amendment was approved by Florida voters that requires all counties in the state to hold elections for local offices, such as sheriff, clerk of courts, tax collector, and supervisor of elections. Previously, the people in these positions had been appointed by the Miami-Dade County mayor, but now Miami-Dade County voters would vote to elect candidates to these offices.
Okay.
If the Republican primary elections for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held among the following candidates, from who would you vote? Alexander Fournette, Jasmine Bishop, Rolando Riera, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, Ernesto Rodriguez, John Rivera, Mario Knapp, Jeffrey Giordano, Ignacio Alvarez, Jose Aragon, Joe Sanchez, or Roman De La Rua?
Yeah, the last one. I like the last one. He was the one that I went to see speak. I liked him.
You like him? All right. I select that. And now, among the smaller list of candidates, if the Republicans' primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Sanchez, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, or another candidate?
Another candidate.
All right. As you may know, President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stutz in the elections for Miami-Dade County Sheriff. Considering this, for whom would you vote? Joe Sanchez, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, or another candidate?
Another candidate. And I love Trump.
All right. And prior to taking this survey, were you aware or unaware that President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stutz in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff?
Yes, I was aware.
All right. You will now be given a statement about Joe Sanchez afterwards. Please indicate how you vote. Would you vote? Joe Sanchez was born in Cuba, and he and his family fled communist rule when he was just 6 years old. Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years and is a proud product of the Miami-Dade County Public Schools and Miami-Dade College. Sanchez is a career law enforcement officer who served in the Army Reserves for 8 years and has worked for decades as Florida Highway Patrol trooper. Sanchez will prioritize neighborhood safety and bring a nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Sanchez, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, or another candidate?
Another candidate.
All right. You will now be given a statement about Joe Sanchez and Rosanna Cordero Stutz. Afterwards, please indicate how would you vote. One candidate is Joe Sanchez. Supporter says Joe.
Sir?
Yes.
Before you have to, you know, read through all of that stuff, I'm not going to vote for either one of those. So it's definitely going to be for another candidate. And I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just trying to save you some energy and effort there. But it's not going to be either one of those two.
All right. I understand that. Not a problem.
Okay.
I will take no more than 2 minutes. We're about to finish. Okay?
Yes, sir.
You will not be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish. For classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal or a moderate or conservative in your political beliefs? You can say very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative.
Very conservative.
All right. Which is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with an associate's for 2-year degree, or 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
4-year degree.
All right. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.